Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jared, it's always thanks for being with us. It is freshly married, Jared Goff. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
This is such an unprecedented offseason for us and excitement going into this season. Can you compare what it's like now as to what it was like when you first got here? I mean, is there a tangible difference with this team than when you know you've got a chance to win the whole thing?
Yeah, I think the outside excitement has been fun to be around and to go to dinner and go places, and people seem so excited, and everyone's excited to go to the games. And, you know, in the past, there was, I guess, in that first year, there was just kind of this feeling of, you know, here we go again. And I don't think they have that feeling anymore. You know, it seems to be there. All the fans are behind us and excited. And although internally our expectations haven't really changed much from last year, and we expect to try to win this first one and then go from there. But yeah, it'll be a fun year, and we're excited to get back in front of our home fans. I think that's the most fun thing for us, is to be back in front of them, hear them get loud, hear them make it hard for the other team. And it'll be great.
Do you remember what your first impressions were of Dan Campbell before you got here, when you found out you were traded here, and then kind of compare that to where you guys are now with your relationship?
Yeah, I mean, first impression is just how passionate he is and how much he cared, and you could tell how important this whole thing was to him. And I think now it's we've grown so much together, and I've seen him grow tremendously as a head coach, and his ability to know when to push and when to pull is as good as I've ever seen or heard of. And he's been tremendous with me in that way as well, knowing when to push me a little bit and knowing when to love me up, and everything in between. And I think, you look in hindsight now on the decisions he's made and the people he's stuck by and the people, you know, he's put in certain positions, and you know, it was all for a reason. It was all intentional. And I think that's the one thing about him. He's intentional, and he'll always have our backs. I know that. And a guy that, you know, I love playing for and hope to play for a long time.
Everyone, I'm sure, thinks that they've improved in the off season. How have you gotten better personally, and how do you think the team has gotten better?
Yeah, I think every year, you know, you add some things to your game, and you know, this off season, just getting more in control of our offense, and being in the third year of a system, you can't understate how beneficial that is for not only the quarterback, but for our entire offense, offensive line, everybody, and really returning everyone except for one or two guys. So there's a lot of continuity there. There's a lot of conversations had where we can reference things that have happened in the past and why we do or don't want to do things. And so, yeah, for me, it's just been continue to grab that command of the offense and take to the next level.
Does that, I mean, you bring back both coordinators. I mean, does all that mean when you get to training camp, you can start at like step six, or you can, you don't have to do the minor stuff for nearly as long and get into the nitty gritty and get ahead because everybody knows the system. Is that another way this helps?
Yeah, in some ways. I think you're still so much process oriented, and you know, for us, it's, you know, ball security and fundamentals and all that stuff will never go away. But I do think, yeah, as far as scheme goes, yeah, you can kind of speed up to get to the nitty gritty a little bit quicker than you may would have 2 years ago when you're going through install one. You know, everyone kind of knows install one, and we know where to line up. We know the pretty simple pass plays, and we can kind of get to install three and four, yeah, a little bit quicker maybe.
Because of that continuity, and it really is amazing with all the coaches being here for this time, do you design plays in the off season and then like present them to Ben Johnson or talk things over to Mark Brunell and, you know, draw it up? Hey, I was thinking about this. What do you guys think?
Yes, I do that. Ben's great about it. You know, he always has been, and I'll come with some crazy ideas, and you know, maybe I get like, you know, one out of five in there that he said he gives me the thumbs up to, but he's great about it. He'll listen to anything. And the one thing about him that's so good is he really does listen to his players. And he tells us, he's like, hey man, give me ideas. I want to hear about them. And when we give him ideas, he will listen. That doesn't mean they're going to be used on Sunday, but he will listen and he will take them into consideration.
As the season goes on, when a Jared Goff design play goes for a touchdown, you're going to have to let us know when we talk to you. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm not coming up with any of them from scratch, but there's certain ideas that I'll have throughout the week that will click for both of us, Ben and I, and we'll end up in the game plan. And but I won't ever take any more credit than anyone else. I think it's a full team effort, and ultimately he finds a way to fit it into the formations and the motions that we're doing that week and make it work. But yeah, if I am able to come up with one from scratch and get it in, I'll let you guys know.
We appreciate that. Is the Jameson Williams hype for real?
Yeah, man, he's done a great job. I'm not sure what the hype is externally, but internally, man, he's done a tremendous job getting himself ready to go and becoming a guy that's reliable for us and a guy that, you know, we can put the ball in his hands and big things happen. I think him and I, our rapport has grown so much this offseason, just being able to know that I have him, you know, week one, obviously the ACL and then the suspension last year. But this year, you know, coming into April, it was like, all right, we're full steam ahead. You're going to be one of these guys in the field for us when we start the season. And he's been great, man. He really has. He's worked really hard. He's super communicative with me and collaborative. And we talk every day about what he likes, what I like, how we want to throw and run certain things. And we're very much on the same page.
And the new pieces offensively, the weapons, Isaiah Williams and Sione Vaki. I mean, young players don't exactly – I mean, eventually they're going to have to play because everybody has to play. But what are they bringing to the table that you've seen?
Yeah, I think, you know, both of them, got a good glimpse of them in preseason. I think Vaki is just he's versatile. You know, you can throw it to him. You can hand it to him. He's a great blocker. He's obviously great in special teams. But, yeah, he's versatile. We can move him around if we need to. And he can do different things with the ball in his hand, which was exciting to see. And I think Isaiah's similar, where, you know, you get the ball in his hands and good things were happening in that preseason. And I know he had those couple fumbles that he was hard on himself about cleaning up. But, yeah, man, he's explosive. And you saw it there in that last game. I'm not sure how many yards he had, but I think it was quite a few. And catches the ball well, runs good routes, and was good during the preseason.
Dan Campbell has talked about there's so many mouths to feed on the offense, and which is a good thing, all these weapons to have. But when you look at this team, how do guys improve on the year that they had last year? I mean, Laporta and Gibbs were rookies, and they had phenomenal seasons. St. Brown has gotten better every year. And, like, you know, what is the ceiling?
Yeah, there isn't one. I mean, we can take this thing as far as we can go. I mean, it's limitless if we, you know, continue to work and put our head down and, you know, improve. But yeah, we've got the pieces, like you mentioned. We've got some pretty good players. Obviously, a really good O-line, good coaches. We've got everything in place, and it's about going out there and executing. And ultimately winning games. I think, obviously, the offensive production is something we're all after. But, you know, if we scored 20, like we scored last year, and we won the game against the Chiefs with 21 points, and felt pretty good about that. So, you know, you, of course, you like to score 30 and 40 every week, but, you know, it's about winning the game, and our offensive production will come, and we're excited to see where guys fit this year.
Opener against the Rams. Defensively, I mean, they've got some pieces that have to be a concern, but they do not have Aaron Donald any longer. How different is it preparing for a team without him in the middle?
Yeah, he was a centerpiece for them for years. And even when I was there, obviously, he was as good as anyone I've played with and played against. And it's nice not having to prepare for him. But that doesn't mean they don't have great players over there. I think Turner had a great rookie year, and he's a guy you're aware of. And then the two rookies they drafted are obviously going to be great players as well. So that's among others. You know, they've got a lot of great players. Obviously, the highlight, like you said, is them losing Aaron. But there's a lot of guys that you're concerned about over there that you're aware of. And they're young, and they're athletic, and they're fast, and they're going to be coming after it.
First game doesn't make or break a season, but we were talking the other day about how this first game actually matters when it comes to possible playoff seeding. I mean, how much pressure do you guys put on for this first game?
It just as counts as all the other ones. Yeah, sure, they're an NFC opponent and a good NFC opponent, but it counts just as much as when we're in the dog days and week 8, week 9, and they all count the same. So it's fun. It's exciting. It is week 1. We get to be in front of our home fans, and it's against a really good team, a team that we were able to beat last year. But, you know, they'll be coming back for maybe some revenge, and we got to be ready for that.
Do you pay attention to what teams do in the offseason and looking specifically at the NFC North and, you know, kind of where things are standing with this division and how it's gotten tougher?
Of course, yeah. You see all the moves, and I think our division did get better. Every team, I think, got better. And obviously, we have the Bulls out on our back now, and they'll be coming for us, and it's our job to try to defend that title.
Lastly, we heard a horrible story that Justin Herbert was stuck in an elevator for a couple of hours. And we were asking, we started talking about it on the air and how every time we get into an elevator, there's always that thought, even before this kind of happens, like it's just part of life. You think about it for a half a second. Now that it's happened to a
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Quarterback, no less. Do you think about that when you get on elevators? And have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
I haven't been stuck in one. Of course, that's like the number one thought every time you get on an elevator. It's like, you know, I hope this thing doesn't get stuck. I got somewhere to be. But, you know, if you know it's only going to get stuck for an hour, maybe it's a little fun experience. You know, you're kind of solving your way out of the elevator, trying to figure things out. Hopefully there's not too many big guys in there and it gets hot and sweaty. But, I don't ever hope that to happen. But it sounds like they handled it pretty well. And I thought Harbaugh's comments on it were pretty funny.
If you are stuck in there, what teammate makes it better and what teammate would make it worse?
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. What teammate makes it better? Better. Okay, Khalif Raymond.
Okay.
Mr. Positivity. He's small. He's not going to be big and sweaty. He's very athletic. He could probably fit in like a small hole if we needed him to get out and like help us. And then I'll just go to the inverse. You know, like I don't want DJ Reader with me in there. You know, it's going to be that's going to be tough sledding for us to get him through a small hole, and you don't want it to get hot in there.
Sounds great.
Great answers. Jared, we appreciate it. We look forward to the season. Good luck on Sunday. We'll all be watching, and we'll talk next week.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you.
There he is. Jared Goff, Lions quarterback, for our weekly conversation here on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.